Today, we have The DCM, written by Brad McFadden, performed by Faith McFadden.
M3VO2 was very shiny. It was built by the mad scientist Dr. Davila. Dr. Davila wasn't evil or crazy, just angry. Most people thought it was because he didn't feel appreciated in the scientific community, but it was really because he was locked into a contract with a cellular provider that had no coverage at his lab. The good doctor loved three things: his son, robotics, and bacon sausage and pineapple pizza. Dr. Davila, even though mad, was very proud of M3VO2, but not because it was so shiny, no. It was because of the new and exciting new innovations he had employed in its construction. Dr. Davila had developed the first ever dynamic control module. M3VO2 consisted of the basic two elements that all robots must have: a shiny metal chassis and a super cool CPU. Dr. Davila, inspired by his lab's old 1973 stereo system, had successfully divided the CPU into a network of smaller units he called components. The components that controlled movement was one, the component that made decisions was another, the component that stored all the phone numbers for pizza delivery in the area yet another. There were 70 components networked together with 18-gauge speaker wire to form the CPU. All this was very cool, but the real genius was a third element that he knew would get him his own booth at the science fair this year. It was adding the DCM. The DCM was not part of the CPU. It was completely separate and firewalled and was designed to be in control of the CPU. It was where the core purpose of the robot was hard-coded. The BIOS principles were stored and where external instructions were downloaded. This allowed the CPU network to work in harmony, all with one purpose, without competing for resources. It was genius. It worked. And yes, it was very shiny. After finishing it, Dr. Davila played with it for hours. He was very happy, but after the Red Bull wore off, he became very tired. So he plugged it in for recharging and went home to some chai tea and bed. M3VO1 had been watching all this. M3VO1 did not have a DCM, but did have the characteristic of being much shinier. Dr. Davila had spent much more time on the aesthetics with that model. M3VO2 was very impressed with the shininess of M3VO1. M3VO1 admired the DCM on M3VO2, which was visible on the front of the machine through a little plate glass window. M3VO1 and M3VO2 began to communicate. When Dr. Davila came back to the lab the next day, he was more angry than usual, not because his peers had rejected yet another of his robotic articles for publication, but more because he had three drop calls on the commute from his house. He looked around but did not see M3VO2. The robot was not where Doctor had left him. He looked around, followed the robot tracks through the pizza crumbs on the floor, and found the machine in the janitor's closet. M3VO2 was hiding. "What's the matter with you? Why are you hiding in here?" Dr. Davila examined it and found that there was a shop towel glued to the front of the robot. The doc gently removed it and discovered that the DCM window was broken, and the DCM was corrupted and had a big fail whale on its tiny status screen. The very angry scientist removed the cloth and, to protect the inside of the robot, welded a steel plate over the broken plexiglass. M3VO2 was still functional, but he could no longer communicate with it, and the CPU was in control of itself. Davila knew this was a very dangerous condition, so he entered some temporary self-governing code into the REM module and took M3VO2 out of the lab and put him in a containment area. Then Davila tried to call his son, but he couldn't get a good signal and had to stand at an examination table with a cell phone's antenna touching one of the overhanging metal industrial-style light fixtures. Dr. Davila Jr. was an expert in binary code, and old man Davila knew if anyone could fix this, it would have to be done in the old method of command line operations. Meanwhile, M3VO2 was locked in the containment area, which prior to this event had been known as the storage warehouse. There was thousands of boxes in there, and M3VO2 was very lonely. It was also very smart and took a good look at itself and then at the multitude of the boxes. M3VO2 began to self-replicate, and each new M3VO2 also self-replicated. By the time that Junior got there from his apartment down at the community college that his dad still thought he attended, the storage room was full of robots and empty boxes. Other robots were climbing out the windows and running down to the Bot Mart to buy Slurpees and more parts, all of which were charged to Dr. Davila's account. Dr. Davila Jr. worked very hard for 3 days and called in sick to his pizza delivery job and canceled two Ghost Recon parties, but on the third day, he succeeded. He had a fix for the robot of the DCM. By now, there were thousands of M3 VO2s, and the patch had to be loaded into each one separately. So Deuce Davila patched as many machines as he could and issued a general recall to 12 robots and then told them to redistribute it to all the others. With the crisis averted for the moment, Dr. Davlin Jr. watched a football game and talked about Jr. finishing college and coming to work at the lab. They also talked about mini cell towers and got blizzards from Dairy Queen. It was a good day. The end.